This is the WQA podcast from the Water Quality Association, the leading voice of the water treatment industry. And hello, I'm your host, Wes Bleed.
I mentioned that you all are the catalyst that makes this association go and thrive. Well, if it hadn't been for the founding dealer and manufacturer associations uniting 50 years ago, we wouldn't be here today. That's right, this is the Water Quality Association's 50-year anniversary supporting a unified industry.
That's Tom Bersma, WQA's Chief Operating Officer, speaking at the keynote session of the WQA Convention and Exposition in Orlando. And welcome to the WQA podcast from the Water Quality Association, the leading voice of the water treatment industry, promoting better water quality around the world. If you're joining us for the first time or new to the industry, welcome. We're glad you're here. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss any upcoming shows. That's the magic of podcasting. And if you wouldn't mind, be sure to share the podcast with someone you know. We also feature these podcasts on our YouTube channel, so go to youtube.com/@Water Quality Association videos to watch as well as hear our guests. In this episode, we feature highlights from the WQA Convention and Exposition, the keynote session that took place in Orlando. We'll hear first from Tom Bersma, who kicked off the session, followed by Amanda Moore, WQA's 2023-24 WQA President. And finally, we'll hear from Brett Tangley, the President of the Water Quality Research Foundation. And now on to our convention highlights from the WQA Convention and Exposition in Orlando on the WQA Podcast. Welcome to the Water Quality Association's keynote session. Please welcome our first speaker, WQA Chief Operating Officer, Tom Bersma.
Good afternoon and welcome. So great to see you all here to officially kick off the 2024 WQA Convention and Exposition here in sunny Orlando. Our theme this year is Catalyst. And as a reminder, that's you, that's us. We are the catalyst for better water quality, for leadership within the water treatment industry, and for generating new ideas that will help us reach more people with the products and services represented right here in this room. Am I right? Sorry, you can get thirsty up here real quick. So, new ideas. I hope you heard about our crazy idea for anything but a cup. Our keynote speaker, Kyle Sheely, will be talking about crazy ideas later in the program. I don't think this is certified. I'm going to put it back. I mentioned that you all are the catalyst that makes this association go and thrive. Well, if it hadn't been for the founding dealer and manufacturer associations uniting 50 years ago, we wouldn't be here today. That's right, this is the Water Quality Association's 50-year anniversary supporting a unified industry. Let's make this fun. If you or a family member were part of one of the founding organizations, would you please stand? WQA was founded in 1974 when a group of manufacturers and another group of dealers got together and said, let's join forces on behalf of the water treatment industry. And here we are, making this occasion in 2024. Wow. A lot has happened over the past 50 years. On the one hand, it's been a long time. On the other hand, it's really flown by and much has taken place. Here are just a few highlights that we've captured on a special timeline you can find on our website. Going way back to 1977, WQA's professional certification program was established. 1982, WQA moved to its first permanent headquarters in Lisle, Illinois, letting the industry, regulators, and legislators know WQA was here to stay. 1988, WQA developed its voluntary code of ethics. Mid-1990s, WQA's Gold Seal product certification program begins testing and certifying to NSF standards with the American National Standards Institute ANSI accreditation obtained in 2003. 2013, WQA produces the infamous water treatment for dummies. 2020, WQA leads the effort to have the water treatment industry members deemed essential during the COVID-19 pandemic. So, this is a very special year, and if you're new to the industry or first-time attendee, we want you to feel part of a strong, enduring, and growing association. We have a very proud history and an incredibly bright future as we continue to meet the growing needs for better water quality. Please welcome WQA President Amanda Moore.
Good afternoon and happy anniversary. Wow, look at this room. I am so proud to be part of this organization dedicated to improving our water quality. This industry truly inspires and excites me. I can't think of a better association to be part of. So as usual, we got started yesterday with our pre-convention programs. It's kind of like pre-boarding at the airport. I never really figured out how you board before you're supposed to board, but if it means I get ahead of the game, I'm all about it. Anyways, we had such a great turnout for our annual WQA boot camp, our WQRF symposium, and our industrial RO sizing workshop. If you took part in one of these programs, would you please stand? Awesome. These programs are the result of your input. You said you wanted more business education. We listened. You said you wanted to know more about PFAS. We listened. If you couldn't attend one of these programs, make it a point right now to attend next year. I guarantee you're not going to be disappointed. It's been a fast year as president of WQA. It's really only been 10 months from last year's convention to today. But who's counting? Last year, I challenged you to look for opportunities to demonstrate your commitment to WQA, to show it with actions. And boy, did you show up. We have nearly 35% more convention attendees here than the last time we were in Orlando. And we have 211 exhibiting companies, including 63 international companies, in a record-setting amount of booth space. And our international attendees, they're back in full force. Welcome all. I've already seen a ton of new faces this week. If you're a first-time attendee and you're not a member, what are you waiting for? We'd love to have you join. Don't wait till you get home. Stop by WQA Central to sign up. And speaking of members, we're growing. Last year, we added 239 new member companies. That's awesome. And I want to say that our ongoing goal and one of my passions is to make sure the value of membership is clear and tools are available to each and every one of you. As a member, you have resources at your fingertips for training, technical guidance, webinars, podcasts, videos, and this is a big one, strong advocacy in Washington and at the state level. Our professional certification and training programs have expanded. Now, let me be clear. They have exploded. We had over 600 enrolled in our live instructor-led training programs. And while not everybody who takes the training goes on for certification, last year we added 135 new certified water treatment professionals. That's nearly double the previous year's total. This is a huge win for the industry. Way to go, guys. Whew. That was a lot of successful stats. And I have one more. This year we had over 340 unique volunteer members, a record number to celebrate. The strength of our association is in the members who take the time to serve on our committees, boards, task forces, and advisory councils. So a special thank you to you guys. And in just a few minutes, we'll be recognizing some of our volunteers with our leadership awards for 2024. Let me just say, I'm especially excited about this year's awards. For those of you that attended our mid-year leadership conference in Lake Tahoe, you know two things. One, it was awesome. Oh, and here's the part where I remind you, I told you we were going to do it. And secondly, we had a new format this year to increase engagement and to move the industry forward, with your input. I was so glad to see many of you and meet many new faces at mid-year. Speaking of events, I have some breaking news. We've selected the site for our convention in 2026. We are headed to Miami Beach. That's right, the state-of-the-art Miami Convention Center and hotels right on the beach. What could be better? And for those of you that feel early March is a little bit too early, we're going back to late April in 2025 and 2026, something I know that will please many of you. I enjoyed meeting with Florida and Texas Water Quality Associations over the past year. The state and regional associations are critical for our industry, and we support you in whatever way we can. I can truly say the TWQA show is one of a kind. But we all know FWQA is my heritage. If you're a member of one of these state and regional WQAs, would you please stand? Thank you for your support. Many have asked me what my biggest goal was this year. Honestly, it was to advance the fantastic ideas of this association and help achieve our goals. But it won't surprise you to hear one bit that one of the highlights of my service with WQA has been driving the message of a strong code of ethics that is the foundation of everything we do as professionals. Without a solid commitment to ethical business practices, the industry would not survive. Ethics has kept us going strong these past 50 years, and if you haven't done, and it will be more important than ever for the next 50 years. If you haven't done so already, ethics should be a big part of your organization, your training, your onboarding. In fact, we have a new poster that you can display in your showroom or your office. Members can download it from WQA.org. And finally, I couldn't have done any of my work without the support of our unbelievable board of directors, representing leaders from industry manufacturers, suppliers, and dealers. I'd like the WQA board of directors to please stand. And now, if everyone would be seated except the Board of Governors. I just want to say, working with each and every one of you has been an amazing experience. Thank you for all you do.
Now, please welcome the president of the Water Quality Research Foundation, Brett Tangley.
You can't be from Wisconsin and not drink out of a cheese head. So that I love my Wisconsin contingent in the crowd, and we gotta kind of balance that because the guys from Michigan have really been putting it on us here lately. So lots of work to do. But good afternoon. I want to start by begin by having the board. I want you to meet the board of the WQRF. So if I could. Could the members of the board of the WQRF please stand and be recognized? Please. Thank you for your great work. It's such a pleasure to serve with you. The last year has been a very busy one for the Water Quality Research Foundation. We sunset our Next Wave campaign, in which we secured over $4 million. For future research and outreach programs. Thanks to our WQRF donors, the funds are being used to support independent third-party research. WQRF research supports the industry in many ways, ranging from providing science-based evidence that can impact regulatory issues to generating education for customers at the kitchen table. We are grateful to all of you who contributed, and we look forward to the day when you can stop by WQA headquarters and see your names on the WQRF donor wall. It's an amazing testament to all of those who came together to make a difference in our industry. We also began developing a research strategy. We've enlisted a water-centric research team at the University of Massachusetts to help identify research gaps and where WQRF could potentially fill the void. They are also seeking information on potential cross-organizational collaboration for future partnerships. A rising tide lifts all boats, and this is an opportunity for us to make the research even more impactful. While the work on the research strategy is underway, we got to work on designing other ways to bring value while driving revenue into our foundation. The WQRF Symposium is an opportunity designed for all stakeholders in water to engage in next-level education and conversations about topics that are important to water today. We've covered PFAS, resiliency in water, and innovations. And we're looking ahead to 2025 when we focus on microplastics and other emerging contaminants. Special thanks to the presenting sponsors for that symposium, ResinTech, and supporting sponsors Sharp Water Culligan, Cargill Salt, Aquamore, and Retigo Labs for their additional financial support of this event. Changing gears, how many of you are walking for water? Raise your hands. We thank the many walkers, both here at the convention and at home, who are stepping it up for water research. Our appreciation and thanks to Brio for their support, and look forward to celebrating the Steps Challenge winner here on Thursday. It's not too late to join. Stop by the registration desk. You can click the QR code and join in on the Walk for Water for Fun. What about the people that make all of this work? We have Warriors for Water, and that's a volunteer community of 70 and growing who serve on the WQRF task forces, committees, as well as our board of directors. In 23, our volunteers collectively gifted 438 hours of time to WQRF. That's the equivalent of 55 workdays. For all of those who have been recognized as a warrior for water, can I ask you to stand so we can applaud you as well, please? Water for Warriors. Thank you. As for research, we have two important studies on PFAS in the works, in addition to the research strategy, which will be completed by the end of this year. Be sure to continue to visit wqrf.org/toolbox regularly to take advantage of the scientific information, summaries, the updated contaminant occurrence map, education site, and the softened water benefits calculator. Remember, support comes in all forms: volunteer work, participation in committees, and all the support and work for the WQRF. Thank you sincerely for all of your support, and cheers to an amazing 2024.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the WQA Podcast from the Water Quality Association, the leading voice of the water treatment industry, and we promote better water quality around the world. Learn more about WQA professional certification, product certification, and how you can become a member of WQA at WQA.org. This is Wes Bleed. So long from the Water Quality Association.